Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Everybody, this is a very exciting day here at Reality Gaze. We didn't think this was going to happen, but we have a special guest here today.
I don't like this already.
Special guest today.
I never know what's going to happen.
We have on the show today, Australian guinea pig expert, a savant. Charlie from the Great Land Down Under is here today to talk to us about the sounds of guinea pigs.
Well, hello. This is
Hi, Charlie.
Friends call me Charlie, but my name is actually Pig McCarthy.
You said
former, you might probably is former Australian lesbian Peloton instructor.
I thought you were a man, which is fine. It's you be whatever you want to be,
know,
Charlie.
I don't really love labels.
Okay.
I can tell you that the guinea pig.
Yeah, can we talk about the guinea pig?
The interesting thing is, I talk about guinea pigs, but my name is Pig McCarthy. People have called me Pig for a long time.
But your name's
P-I-G, but it's Pig.
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 Yeah.
Not Pig.
And then some people call you Charlie. It makes
Charlie,
no sense.
Sometimes if I'm down at the Aeneas Nin Club. Aeneas Ninva. Sometimes sure. They call me Charlie.
Sure. She was in that Jewel song, wasn't she?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I do have to say that they are...
Talk about the guinea pig.
A little bit of the very, very soft pig. Pig.
Yeah, peg. Yeah.
Pig.
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 Peg.
Pig.
Peg.
Pig.
Okay. Guinea pig.
Pig. So the problem here is they're driving around. You don't take guinea pigs to Indiana.
They get very
upset in the car ride.
They do. Oh, they do. Oh, what? When they're upset, what kind of noises do they make?
Okay, this is not my normal environment for this.
Okay.
But when they are scared, guinea pigs will tend to go...
Okay.
And when they're happy.
When they're happy.
They have a.
Okay, so what do they do? What do guinea pigs do when they
when
feel scared?
When they're horny.
Oh, horny. Okay, I was going to think. Funny, I have a podcast partner who makes that noise when he's
not
horny.
Familiar with that.
So do you think by watching this episode, can we end on, do you think the guinea pigs are excited for this wedding?
They are, they're performers.
Okay.
They enjoy, I have a feeling from what's been talked about on the show, that they're going to be in outfits. I don't support this as a guinea pig. If he was really a good pig dad, he would have taken their whole setup with them.
Uh-huh.
You need a whole pig, guinea pig setup.
The whole
setup.
Cage the and whole, the cool...
The whole rigmarole.
The city, yeah, the whole, yeah, the whole, environment.
The whole outback.
Oh,
the
okay.
The whole guinea pig outback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but you know, I got to say this for him. I think it's going to be a great wedding. I don't really approve of guinea pigs in weddings,
mm-hmm.
but not since I married my last wife, Sheila.
Sheila. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sheila.
Also, the first one was named Sheila, too. Not Sheila, too. Sheila also.
Also, got that.
Yeah, Sheila, too, was Sheila, too.
Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks, Pig, for being on here today.
That got a little confusing at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back.
Charlie Pig, Charlie, whatever your name is.
You call me Peg McCarthy, a.k.a. Charlie, at the Annius Ninbar. I'll be there doing a spoken word set later on this week.
This is Reality Gaze.
Okay.
This is Reality Gaze.
That was
weird. You had to close off the character.
I had to turn off the character to get into my body.
You know what? Where on any other podcast can you get that?
I hate that when you do cold open. And I don't know who it's.
I love it. I love it. It gives me joy. This is Reality Gaze. Welcome, everybody. I'm Natty, and that's Poodle, a.k.a.
Pig AJ, McCarthy.
A.k.a. Pig McCarthy.
Pig.
Yeah, exactly.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 15, Till Death Do Us Part.
Y'all know. I'm not even going to talk about the names anymore. It's upsetting.
I will say... there was a Carl's wife who said, "Hey, has anybody noticed this?" And it was like on Amazon. It was like, "Dear Libby, we are gathered here," and someone wrote, "Yeah, the boys have been saying that all season long." You know what? Bless them.
Bless them. I've been there. That's why I'm here.
You just figured out that's why they're called bunkies.
You know, another sissy was with me too. Said, "I didn't realize that." So there you go. Who knew? By the way, y'all,
where's Reba McEntire?
We turn her on. Love After Lockup last week.
Unreal.
On Friday was so fucking good. One of the best episodes. We had fun talking about it.
God damn it, Reba McEntire.
What's wrong? Don't you cuss it, Reba.
Sorry. It's hard to pull out her little strap.
Well, she's a lady. She just doesn't open it up for everyone.
It's true. Oh, God, she beeped it.
Turn her on. Reba McEntire. Thank
you. The newly named Timer 2.
Yes.
Timey 2.
Anyway, y'all. Life After Lockup is good. Be sure to...
we only on think we have one more episode
that's
this
what we
season.
Think. We're not sure, but we enjoy it. So, anyway. Also, tour dates are coming.
That's we promise. We I was texting...
Poodle said by the end of January, and well...
It's close.
We're getting down to the... It really wouldn't be any other way, would it? Would it? It really wouldn't for us. Also, I want to remind people to, if you hadn't listened to our last week, episode 4 of The Single Life, you can also listen to our collab on Bad TV with Dylan and Patrick. It's on their feed, so check it out on their feed. We love those guys. As someone said, I have a voice crush, an audio crush on Dylan, and I thought, I have an audio crush and a real life crush.
It's... I will say,
he's very alluring.
Being with those boys in their little man cave makes me feel like how I wished it was in high school.
Yeah, that we never got.
That I never got
exactly.
That.
Then I saw Patrick and his cute little baby. He said I could hold it, but I knew I'd never let go. We had to do the show.
The baby was never part of my fantasy.
Oh, okay. Different strokes for different folks. What's for me?
I was being treated like the baby in my fantasy.
You were in a diaper. And that's fine. That's fine. Whatever you want to do. Anyway. Let's go. Sorry, y'all. I've got that Ariana Grande song in my head.
God, that is such a fag anthem.
I think I've been hearing it too, because I've been going out more lately with friends, and I haven't been doing that in a while. And so,
you going to gay clubs?
I've been, yes. So I don't know.
Are you trying to flirt?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Are you looking around the room and seeing where you size up?
I'm there to have drinks, give dollars to go-go dancers, and dance.
What does it feel like going out in your 40s instead of in your early 30s?
Actually, I will say, you go out and you're like, oh, these people look so young.
Yeah.
There's that. But at the same time, I don't care if people are looking at me or noticing me. I don't care about any of that anymore.
That is nice. Very liberating.
I literally just go with friends and have drinks and dance. And yeah. And again, give Go-Go Boys dollars. This one guy, he just popped his dick in my face, almost gave me a black eye at Motherlode. I had a good time.
Like Heather Gay.
Like Heather Gay. Maybe you should take me out in West Hollywood, and we could have someone film it. Can Christina come down with a camera, and you could teach me how to
poodle?
Or
we could have Frank, our intern, one
time. Oh, yeah.
Because he's in town.
He's cute, though. He might get...
He's straight.
They might attack him.
They better
Hollywood.
Not fuck with Frank. That'd piss me off if they were flirting with Frank and not me. I mean you. I mean you. We're going to help you.
Yeah, maybe this is a bad idea. Anyway, let's move it on.
Maybe Fauntleroy, the guy I'm seeing, could take us, but I think he'd have a problem with flirting with other people.
No, that's actually good, because he's nice. I like him. If we went out together, he can maybe keep you tame. It's like Piano Cat on a leash. And you actually have a leash.
I'm not going on a leash unless it's voluntary.
I like that idea. Maybe that.
Fauntleroy is going to be busy that night.
Then you can't go home with somebody I like because you're with Fauntleroy. I like this idea.
Maybe. I need to tweak this to see if there's one way I can still...
He could go with us to Akbar. That's perfect.
That might be fun. He mentioned that, of going out and inviting you, I think. And I was like, why would you want to do that? What a drag. Snoozeville.
All right.
Clayton and Anally.
Speaking of getting some dick in your face.
I got to say, y'all, we are now, I think we only have maybe 3 more episodes of this season before the tell-alls.
Yeah, because it almost felt like we were ending with Nikki and Igor.
We're close.
Or Justin.
It feels like this week we've hit some kind of arrival point, because we've been in this miasma of where are we? For so many of these
couples.
We
have.
And this week was wedding dress week, y'all. Because that means we're close. When we hit wedding dress week,
we're close.
We're at least 2 to 3 episodes.
How much more can we stretch out of Sam and Sheetra? There are 2 days to get married.
Yeah.
2 days.
I think we're going to get 2 more episodes out of them.
Ashley Manuel are the next day.
Yeah. We're going to get probably 2 more out of those. I have a feeling, though, they won't be on certain episodes.
A hurricane at your wedding does complicate things.
And isn't it ironic? A hurricane on your wedding day. Maybe don't plan your wedding during hurricane season, or go to Florida because you don't have enough money to send back money to his kids.
That's why, that will at least know why they got a deal.
Isn't it ironic?
Sorry, y'all. Airwolf's going up above.
But yeah, I love, we've entered a new era, and I feel like I can see the end of some of these people's storylines, which is nice. Clayton and Anally were taking the guinea pigs to Indiana.
Baby pig was upset.
Baby pig was being a diva.
Baby pig was being, yes, but.
Go off, diva.
But now baby pig is fine because he's making certain noises, as Clayton demonstrated.
I've got to say, Clayton was up half the night worried about baby pig.
He was.
And I got to say, that's a good pet dad to do. However, we had some guinea pig people in the squad reach out and saying they might be a little anxious because he handles them too much. And it makes them anxious.
Oh.
So he thinks that... They think that our listeners think that because he handles them, it causes them more anxiety.
So a guinea pig is like a piano cat. Don't touch it.
Don't touch me and I'm fine.
Yeah, you're great.
I want to be touched when I want to be.
But Clayton has on his flamingo shirt, so it's going to be a party today. Funny, you just got some flamingo underwear.
Should I bring them up? Is that gross?
Y'all, Poodle, we are recently sponsored by MeUndies. And before I wrote our ad, which is Poodle talking about jock straps, not knowing. Poodle said, look what arrived today. Show them what you got.
Yo, we have MeUndies as a sponsor, and I... our intimate portrait is seeing this.
It's literally...
It's a flamingo jock strap.
A flamingo jock strap.
It's not really working for me holding this.
Wow, yeah, it's... we got it.
Why does it smell? It smells like perfume. Fragrance.
Maybe it's been returned. Or maybe the jock...
No, MeUndies never does that.
That's true. They don't, actually. Maybe it's someone fragranced it for you.
Maybe.
Because they knew only a really gay man would get a jock strap with two flamingos kissing on it.
Hey, there's thongs, too.
There are. So, anyway...
Go to MeUndies. Use our discount. Reality Gaze 20.
I'm wearing some briefs that are very comfortable. I like the cut.
I don't want to just hear about your underwear. No one.
Sorry,
wants
they
to.
Don't have a zipper around the butthole that you like. That you just go.
Anyway, he's got on his fucking flamingo. This guy. I know people are saying he's harmless, blah, blah, blah. He would touch me and I would just shiver into, it would just break into 1,000 pieces of grossness. I don't know.
I think he's just a creep. I don't feel like he's creepy. I do feel like he's harmless. I think he's probably on the spectrum in some way.
I don't know.
And I say that by the way that like, and it was just another like, he says things sometimes that I can't tell if he's just being blunt or if he doesn't have this emotion. I mean, you would know probably more than me, but the fact even when his friend comes over, who's his best friend, they've hugged before, and he's like, oh, we're not hugging this time. We're going to shake hands. Like this, like with touch and things like that.
Maybe. I think everything evaporated for me away. When he's like, so here's the rules for your bachelorette party. No men, no strippers. Because that to me is that everything is eroded away of his nice guy facade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just...
I wonder if she would care if he had...
I'm the boss. The jefe. I just don't like him.
The interplay of the cut of Annalie getting ready and leaving for this, cut to the music that they played when Cameron and Clayton were just going swimming.
It's Sati Gymnopédie later on when they're playing video games.
Yeah, that was again?
Eric Satie.
Oh, Eric Satie. Again, where other podcasts would you get someone that's going to know that?
The Gymnopédie, there's like three of them, and there's other, and they all, it's almost like looking at a certain, it's almost like a cubism, looking at an angle from different angles, different angles.
Take me.
Sati only ate white foods as well.
I have a degree in classical music, and I'm bored. Wait a minute.
Very strange person.
Queen?
We think he was kind of asexual.
Okay, good.
He was a very strange person. Yeah.
So is Clayton.
Yes.
So they're having their nerd party, jumping in the donut, creamed donut, glazed donut.
And at one point he's like, your hole is bigger. And he's like, wait, what are we talking about?
Whoa.
I thought they were going to start like petting each other and
they're
doing
splashing
butterfly kisses.
Each other with the water and stuff like that. It's weird. And the music's like, oh, oh, oh. The music sounds like a commercial for like, speaking of like Skipper or like Dunk and Go Barbie. She swims and then her hair fixes in 10 seconds.
I will say this. The crew and production trolls him relentlessly. And I think they know that, number one, it's an easy target. And he, I think he tees them up pretty good well. And I think he has an understanding of how he appears on television that a lot of people don't. That's why I push back on the spectrum thing. I push back on that.
Okay.
Because his understanding of what he's doing is clear.
I guess there maybe he's got a touch thing, I feel like. And the fact that he overtouches him, I don't know.
Later on, we are at the bachelorette party, y'all. Let's get crunk.
Get crunk.
Because y'all, Brandy don't play.
Brandy
She's
don't
got
play.
Her daughter, Brooklyn. And of course, her daughter's name is Brooklyn.
Of
Although
course.
Someone in our sissy squad said,
I like that name.
Name some other names of Brandy's children. Someone suggested Jack Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Hennessy.
Hennessy. That's actually kind of pretty. I don't mind it. Hennessy.
White Claw.
Well, there we go. So you do know that someone did name their child Zima in the 90s. In the 90s.
But y'all, there's penises everywhere. And
not real ones, just blow up ones.
And Brandy says, this is not a movie night. And so it looks like the female version of The Hangover. So
basically,
someone's going to get murdered.
Basically, because as Brandy says, look, if the only English word she can say is stripper, then she wants to have it. Because, y'all, I agree. Annalie this whole time is acting like, no.
She's
I don't.
Very coquette.
Oh, please. She wants it. They get on the bus, and I love it. It made me guffaw that the policeman's like, someone's getting deported. I went, whoa.
I will say, y'all, this stripper was dirty.
This is my kind of stripper.
Like,
honestly,
this was not from like the local boy bar.
No,
this guy was like late 30s.
yes.
And he didn't have on like cute underwear. It was just strappy things and a cock sock.
Yes.
And y'all, it was an erect penis that they had to block out because it was like a penis sheath.
It was here. I'm going to show you. If you're watching the intimate part, I'll send this to Christina. She can play it for the video. I'll show you the video of me in West Hollywood. The guy almost put my eye out. Look, it's the same kind of thing.
Oh, my God. That is disgusting.
I have a black eye.
So I'm with you. Mine's kind of a stripper.
I will say, that guy had a bigger dick than that guy.
He did. The guy, Brandy, had a bigger dick than that guy. That guy's name, he already follows me on Instagram. His name's Venom.
Venom?
Venom. Mm-hmm. Because it bites you.
When does he call you for money?
We're discussing that right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Don't give a stripper your phone number, y'all.
No.
Not that I have.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
So, anyway.
So, they're being woohoo, girl.
Y'all, she's just shocked. And this appendage is just flying up and down
Flop
in her
up
face.
Up and down. Meanwhile, Cameron, and that's when they play the Eric Satie music. And
he's like, it's so cool that you can, like, teleport with a cape.
It was so fucking nerdy. And they're playing. And even Cameron says, you know, I love that Cameron said to it, and it's on camera. He's a fun guy. He's cute. Because he said, normally a bachelor party, there's, you know, you're hanging out, you're eating food, you're
strippers,
drinking.
Strippers, drugs.
And yeah, that's what all these, like, drugs. I was like,
I agree.
Someone's doing Molly.
There should be
with him.
There should be drugs at a bachelor party. I kind of agree.
I like pot. You mean?
Sure. If you're gonna do drugs somewhere, it should be at a bachelor party.
Y'all, please don't follow the advice of Poodle, because if you OD, it's not on us.
Well, you should. That's why you should bring your fentanyl strips.
keep going. Okay. I'm uncomfortable.
Annalie says she wants to have a better relationship with Brandy. And Brandy wants to get her drunk because she says, drunk words or sober thoughts, which is something she knows about because she's been drunk a lot.
Not a lie. Not a lie at all. Yeah. Now, it's weird with Brandy because it's a little bit, what's her end game? Because she basically,
I'll tell you.
We actually find out, y'all, this is a potential smothered 90-day crossover.
I wrote the same thing.
That again. He can't leave his mother.
No.
His mother's always been by his side.
You know what I wrote? We did not know this. This is another Colty and Debbie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's another
Colty. He's never not lived with his mother.
Never. Never, never, ever.
And so, and we didn't know that. This because we with didn't. Colty, we were introduced to the idea of, he's like, yes, I live with my mother. Glasses, eyebrow raise. Always. And so that was what Clayton did not introduce. He was introduced as the kind of quirky video gaming guinea pig guy.
It also
mom lives in a closet.
That part. It seemed that mom had recently moved into his closet because right. bad times.
Right. This is, and it's interesting. We're getting into the story that Clayton didn't want us to tell.
A little
which
bit.
I think is interesting.
And Brandy says, Clayton's called me and said, I want mom to move out. She kind of cries and says, I just right. want him. He does want a wife, and I want that for him. But yet when she's talking to Annalie,
she's going to live with you forever.
She really isn't helping solidify this marriage.
Here's where this comes from. Mom and Brandy do not have a good relationship.
No, yeah. She wants them to be unhappy as well.
That's it. Also, Brandy is slightly jealous of the way that mom and Clayton
yeah.
always have a good relationship.
Yeah, she's sabotaging.
So, however, I think at the same time, she senses, she's trying to warn Annalie that this is never going to happen because mm-hmm. I don't think my brother has it in him to leave my mother.
Yeah.
So I think she's trying to throw Annalie a life raft.
I think both things are true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com patreon.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She is doing it from a very hurt place, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I saw it. Because
Annalise says, well, that could be divorce.
I just divorced him outright.
And she said, you're already talking about divorce? Yeah. This is where it was shady. She's like, 2 days away and you're already talking about divorce? Do you even still want to get married? It doesn't look good next week for them. Doesn't look good.
Yeah, because she's packing, tries to pack her bag or something.
Yeah. Y'all. Oops.
Rob and Sophie, we did.
Oh, look at my hair. Look like a poodle.
We did not even see Rob this week. We
great.
Only heard him.
It was great.
Yeah.
Give me Mom and Sophie of just the mom. Just it. It is like watching Sophie with her mother.
You see so much more life in her.
You see much more life in her, but you also, it does seem like. Did Sophie live in an actual bubble? Because it does feel like she doesn't know a lot about... She doesn't seem world-wise. And her mother seems the exact opposite of that.
She's 23 years old.
So, but, and she's so...
I think she does feel
confident.
Sheltered to me.
She feels sheltered. And she also... I just think... I think Sophie has the self-confidence of a dried raisin.
I think a raisin, though, knows who it is. I think
I heard it through the grapevine.
I think at least a raisin is like, sure, I know no one wants. I know I'm the worst snack.
Mm-hmm.
I know no one. No, everyone goes, ugh, a raisin.
I love raisins.
No one loves raisins.
Oh, I do.
They're too sweet. Everyone will choose dried cranberries over raisins.
I prefer raisins, actually. Cranberries get a little too tart.
What? Yeah. I don't believe this is a thing. No, I guarantee you, for everyone out there, raisins are a dried... Every other dried fruit people would choose before raisins.
Okay.
I think they're too sweet.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, for me, they're kind of my go-to. I love them. I love a dried apricot. I love a dried raisin. I love a raisin.
This is weird. Am I this out of the loop that when
I'm
you
not
would
disagree
get
with you? I think a lot of raisins, people don't like raisins, but chocolate covered raisins.
I never liked raisins. Growing
oh, I
up.
Love a chocolate covered raisin. That's my go-to movie snack.
I need to know.
I just get peanut M&Ms with you because we
y'all,
both like those.
Let's. I need feedback on this. I thought raisins were reviled.
I love them. My mom loves them too. Love an oatmeal raisin cookie. Mwah.
We need to move on. This is not going to help. You weren't understanding my...
No, I understand. I actually agree with you. I think I'm in the minority.
Yuck.
So, Mom, I love that they're on the way to go wedding dress shopping, mind you. And Sophie's talking about Rob, and Mom's like, yeah, just forget about him. He doesn't exist. Just pretend it's you and me going wedding dress shopping.
For him, yeah. And she says, and Mom does say, I can tell she's, I feel bad because she's not, she should be excited shopping for a wedding dress.
She should.
And I got to say, I don't know. I really think if you, there's such a thing as jitters, but I think if you ask yourself, really, do I want to get married? I think you should be excited looking for a wedding dress.
100%.
And I think that is a huge signal to yourself.
Yes.
That you should be listening to that.
Yes.
So sissies out there, if you're wedding dress shopping and you're like feeling like, ooh, this is wrong.
Don't do it.
Put it off. Don't
try
do
to
it.
Fake it like Lindsay did. She was trying to make something happy when nobody else was. And oh, that was great.
Or at least postpone it to where you can get to you feel like you can.
You should. Now, if you're nervous about wedding dress shopping because of body issues and why it fits,
that's a whole other thing.
That's a whole other thing and understandable. But if you're actually nervous, if you're doing the right thing by marrying this person.
Yeah. Not good.
This was a nice wedding dress shop.
That is exactly what I said.
It was in West Hollywood.
Because, y'all, everything she tried on was cute.
The first dress was stunning.
And also, Sophie's got an amazing body. So everything is going to look great.
It all looked great. I guarantee you that some of these dresses were $10,000.
I agree. It's so interesting.
At least five or six.
Because we usually get some real duds.
Well, yeah, because most people on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah. Remember Danielle of Danielle and Muhammad? Remember the...
Ooh. God, I want her to be on Single Life again with the witches.
I know. So, y'all, this first dress is gorgeous.
It was my favorite. I never thought about that. When you have a beach wedding, of having kind of a nude underlay, It was a vision.
And even though Mom didn't like the strappy second dress, I thought it was good for a beach wedding.
I thought it was great for a beach.
Yeah.
She thought it showed too much. I thought it hugged her and all. And the slit up the... That's when you can wear a flowy slit up the side of the beach
wedding.
And
that's why the traditional dress that they chose, I thought...
I didn't like it
for
the wedding.
Was too beach... Wasn't beach
enough.
She
looked beautiful, but no, it was not the right venue.
Yeah.
You want... Y'all, when you get married on the beach, you want something that has some flow into it. So when the... Maybe not too much, but when the wind blows, it moves.
I think, and also you shouldn't be dragging your dress on the sand.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you even need, for a beach dress, I don't even think you need a lot of like rhinestones and glittery things on it.
I like the little, I'm usually anti-headpiece. I like the little headpiece she was wearing, though.
It was cute.
Yeah. It's not going to be like Ashley's crown.
Crystal crown.
We're going to talk about her in the second show where she looked like a four-year-old playing dress up with all those.
Yeah.
It is laughable.
I enjoy her so much. I don't know why, but I do.
How is she real?
Exactly. I think how is she real? So they're looking at dresses. They're doing the shop. Loho. What was I? We talked about their dress. Oh, so she says later on, she's like, well, I should really call Rob. And Mom's like, no, I don't want you to go. And she's like, no, I'll call. And so she calls Rob and he answers. And y'all, we see the dynamic where he's like, hello.
So low energy.
And she is trying to play the other side of that of, hi, how are you? Her voice is really high. She's trying to be all happy, like nothing's wrong.
She's like, what's up? Blah, blah, blah.
And she's like, can you come pick me up? He's like, yeah, okay, well. And he hangs up the phone, and Mom's like, well, he sounded terrible.
She's like, oh, yeah, he's... And then she defends him. Oh, yeah, he's just moody on the phone.
He's always like that. No, that's not true.
He's moody, period.
Period.
This made me really sad, this moment, because... I heard him take her entire mood down through the floor.
Yeah.
And it brings her back in the dark cloud because he feels, and the mom said this, Rob feels shitty about himself, and he's going to make sure everyone around him feels shitty about himself.
And she probably knows that somewhere down deep, that's what happens when you have a, when people have a low self-esteem like Sophie does. You put your, you place your self-worth in other people. And mom knows that.
So y'all, they, she's talking to her mom. She's going to tell her about her bisexuality. And she's like, I should just tell you I'm bisexual. And the mom goes, oh.
No, she didn't even, you kind of said more, oh, as a surprise. Oh. She literally just went, actually, oh.
Oh.
Like, I thought this was something upset about. Who cares?
Right.
She took
1 second to kind of process, and she's like, but I just accepted it a year ago. And she's like, it's no big deal. Why don't you tell me?
Yeah.
And just immediately.
Which, by the way, y'all, we are, I'm going to say it again. When someone tells you they're gay, whatever, they come out.
Don't say, why don't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me? Instead, replace it with, I'm so glad you told me now.
I'm so glad you told me.
Because then it
doesn't become about you.
Yeah. And it's because it's her. It's again, it's the example of Sophie is in her head about this.
Yeah.
And she has shame about it or whatever it is. It's not for the mom to carry.
What the interesting thing, mom says, have you had a relationship with a girl? And she's like, no. She's like, when the mom sees this as her in, well, you definitely need to do that before
you get married. Why do you want to do that before you get married? She's like, what if you fall in love with the most amazing person and it's a woman? And I actually think, I think Sophie has a lot of internalized homophobia.
I was going to say that too, because she's like, no, when I see myself married, it's with a man.
It's with a man. And she's like, and I want this masculine energy. And I'm saying, look, have you not seen Pink on the cover of Outside Magazine?
It's right over there.
It's Poodle just got it because he can.
I'm a subscriber.
I get people and he gets Outside Magazine.
And I
magazine.
Don't know how I got Outside Magazine.
But few things have masculine energy like Pink on the Outside,
boy,
on the Outside Magazine.
Pink in anything.
I love Pink.
She could top me.
She could top me. Just peg away. I love her. Y'all go.
I would love to see Pink in concert.
I would go. One of the best concerts I've ever seen. You know, Kasan dances for her.
Yes.
A lot.
That was way back.
Way back from Finding Prince.
Yes.
Right?
No. Fire Island.
Fire Island. Yes. Because that was the first time you heard the word situationship and you hated it.
And the Brazilian guy, Kasan, I love you.
That show had its moments. It could be better, but it had its moments.
And what's his name? Patrick, who was just on drugs the whole time, it turned out.
And ended up being in a porn. You sent it to me. You said, look who I found.
I think he's sober now. And he's a producer on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, he is. He's back. I think he's like crazy buff now.
He's like a big gym queen. Yeah. It's good for him.
Good for him.
I'm glad he's sober.
I wish I had that gym queen. I don't have a gym queen bone in my body.
Me either. I think for some people who are sober, certain things need to become their addiction.
Yeah. I've never even had a bone in my body in a gym. That's wrong too as a gay man. Have you ever had sex in a gym?
I have not.
Steam room stories? Mm-mm.
No.
No, neither have I.
It's the least sexiest place for me.
I have no desire to do it there.
It's
none.
The least sexiest
none.
Place.
None.
I'm fighting with a lot of usual body issues when I'm there.
Yes.
So I'm, yeah.
Now, a church in the back of the rectory? Sign me up.
In your rectory?
Yes. Yes.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
So, basically the mom says, and then mom says, you are, sounds like you're totally confused with life.
Dead on.
100%.
Dead on.
And then she's like, oh, well, mom, Rob's here. Do you want to come down or blah, blah, blah? And then she says, thank you for accepting me.
And the mom, and then she says, thank you. And the mom goes like, huh? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, bye, honey.
You're accepted.
And she kind of leaves her and she said, this girl, again, this girl does not know who she is.
I just want to be honest. You might be the hottest thing I've seen. You're all that I'm wanting. Don't think I can take one more minute alone. No, I'm not complaining. The way you're shaped, I want you. I want you. Can we turn it up? I can't hear myself. Your design got me twisted. That's it. Is it good?
That's how it ends?
Okay.
Let's just, you know what? I didn't actually write notes. I just wrote, and Nikki sings her song. And I'm just, you know what? My iPad is down. I give you the stage.
It's not that it was horrible. It's, I think part of the problem was she had been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But even a drunk person was so pitchy. it was hard for me to hear the song.
Because she was so pitchy. Yes.
Yeah. And
I don't think singing's a talent.
Well, I'm sure when she does sing, it's put through so much auto-tune and so much filter.
It probably sounds great.
Like there is, but I think it's, and I think it's probably doesn't even sound like a human being anymore. Because there is the genre of music
Cher.
She's working with. Exactly. But Cher has pitch.
No, Cher can sing.
Yeah.
She just...
Nikki kind of whispers and kind of half sings.
It's that thing like when the people would say that it's like you can't find the center of the note with her.
Yeah. And I will say, a lot of it was she was drunk. She was drunk. And so was he. Justin was blasted.
Blitz.
And I got to say, and it might have been better on a sound system that wasn't from 1974.
Mm-hmm.
Because this hotel or wherever they were has not been changed in 50 years.
It has not.
It was cute. But it was so dated.
It was so dated, and it was so weird when she made her late entrance and walked in, and that completely just an actual pageant gown. It was
in rhinestones, and everyone else was like in
white. And I was like, "Are you getting married today?"
Was in formal. It
was
felt
weird.
Like, it felt like that's why. And then she did this thing of like, "Don't make me sing," of Kristen Wiig.
Oh, stop it!
Don't make me
stop
sing.
It. I don't want to sing. It.
I haven't even done a sound check.
I have
DJ here. Play this. Yeah,
let me get my iPad out with my song on it, but I couldn't.
Anyway.
Sorry, I'm sore.
So there, this is when this moment, I don't know, let me clarify, because my thoughts are so jumbled with this couple.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't know if they're going to get married or not, or stay together or not.
I think they're going to be in a cycle of we're together, we're not. Because again, they should be on Before the 90 Days, not
and again,
Fiance.
This is episode 15. We have been in Moldova. She leaves tomorrow.
And we see that, you know, it's just...
There's no way they're going to get married. There's no way.
I don't feel it because it feels like, did they break up and they're only doing this for the cameras? Because even when he was kind of flirting with her while she was getting ready, it just feels like he's acting and putting on a show. And does it feel like it's coming from a place of authenticity?
And that's what I'm saying. I could have believed the authenticity through the show, through the scene when they were fighting. I could have believed that.
But when they agree and when they're together, it doesn't
feel... It feels fake.
It feels fake. It feels, yeah.
And I don't know what happened to make him feel so secure in them. And she's even feeling more secure.
She even, it makes no sense because she says in her talking, and she's like, you know, things are perfect, but he's proven to me time and time again. I went,
he's my soulmate.
What has he proved? And then she says, we don't even make a lot of love, but when we do, it means a lot to him. And I wrote, if that's the case, you just sold yourself really short. Because this has been, that has been the sticking point her entire season. He has not, there's been no resolution with it. He has not made any.
Yeah. This was very frustrating.
He has not made any efforts to improve that, except for let's sleep with another woman. And she just goes, it's, you know what? I can get banged once a month because he looks in my eyes. It actually made me sad for her. If this is the truth, it made me sad for her.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that everything will fall apart when she goes back to America.
100%.
And he will not come. The tell-all, they will be fighting on the tell-all.
100%.
Nikki will...
Nikki will come for everyone else. She's going to be a Shekinah.
Ugh. For some reason, though, I don't think she'll have it. It won't be she won't have the same level of composure as she kind of had, though.
100%.
Yeah. So y'all, her friend Chantel calls her, and she's still putting on makeup, and she's like, "Guess what? Though, I still want to go through with it, even though he talked." And this is the thing, Chantel's like, "But what about this threesome your mother told me about?" They all talk about it like it's like we're all like, "Oh, pick a little, talk a little, threesome, yeah. Balzac." We all are clutching our pearls over this,
and I want to be like, and I don't mean this as a judgment, but she used to be a sex worker,
yes.
So like, she's probably been in threesomes before.
Well, I think it's the idea that, but I'm saying it's just the friend talking about it like it's something that's just so trendy.
Nikki, I understand why she's upset, but yeah.
So y'all, they
we met through the city, Music Man.
They're both the best to her.
If you haven't ever done community theater and one of the pickup, you know Sissy Meredith has done that probably three different versions. Played every single lady.
Every
woman. Chaucer. She's played
Rabelais
and
Balzac.
Y'all, we're talking about Meredith, who guests with Mary Payne.
So, anyway, Nikki shows up. I think it was a statement dress. I don't think if it impressed him because it had lots of shiny things on it.
Yes, ooh, shiny. I want to say this. She looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It was just not what you expect at Johnny and Ted's from 50 years ago.
Yeah.
In Moldova.
Yeah. I agree. So later on, mom gives them the blessing. She's leaving tomorrow. And that's when they say, Nikki, you got to sing for us. Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing. And then she sings. And the lyrics of this is, I'm just going to be honest. You must be the hottest thing I've ever seen. You're all that I'm wanting. Don't think I can take one more minute alone. Very healthy. No, I'm not complaining. The way you're shaped, I just want to take you home. Open mind, your design got me twisted. On my mind, talking might be on my mind. You're what I might be missing. Yeah.
It's all, which I guess there's a place for that song.
Show.
Well, I said it's all the physicality and all the surface level. It's not,
which is what she wants.
There are songs about you're hot, I'm hot, let's fuck. There's a place for that.
But it that's her.
Like that's just Nikki.
Also, this idea of open mind. It's almost like she's trying to get a man like Justin who is who hasn't been with a trans person
it's
before.
It's like Troye Sivan singing I Could Be or whatever.
Yeah. But that has a lot more, that's got
nuance.
A lot more nuance and a lot more wink to it. This feels like, come on, you can be with a trans person. Try it your first time.
A little bit, yeah.
And it feel, and I read those lyrics and I was like, it just,
she wrote what she knew.
Yeah.
And it's on the nose. She just sang so bad I couldn't get past it. It was so pitchy. It was a bad song. It was no Soulja Boy.
No.
It was no who else have we had singers on 90 Day Fiancé?
Oh, yeah.
Not even
Binyam's.
Did you see the striptease that he does?
No. I don't follow them.
I can't look at her.
Reality Gaze
does. He did a striptease and he was practicing. I guess maybe he's trying to get a magic.
They're broken
mic.
Up.
Well, he was doing a striptease on Ari's mother practicing.
How long ago?
I don't know. I just saw the post yesterday.
Yeah. They do still have a child together.
Maybe
so
the video,
maybe
but he
it.
Talks how close he is to his mom. It's from 90 Day Fiancé, so it was from a while ago, but they just posted it.
I think it's from Diaries. His relationship with her mother is the one that I ship.
He talks about how much I love my mother-in-law. And she's sitting there going, Binyam, I don't know. This makes me uncomfortable. And he's like, she's sitting in a chair. And this is on the 90 Day Fiancé Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently they're not together. His body does look incredible.
He's such a dog. Y'all, that's the show.
What a dog.
Next time we'll talk about Ashley Manuel and Sam and Chitra and talk a little bit about part 3 of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Reunion, the final part.
We really covered some musical genres today. Music Man.
Nikki Exotica.
Eric Satie.
Yes.
Again, where else are you going to get that in a podcast?
Nowhere else,
because this is Reality
Gaze. And Reba McEntire.
We're ending that way.